Chapter 22, Dance, Celebrations, and More. Summary. As the initial permanent crew settles down into their Starhab, they would not only be working, but living life. Aspects of living not normally associated with life on a space station, such as the arts, would now be just a normal part of life. This chapter describes some of the interesting things that the initial crew could do. End of summary. What would it be like to live on the moon? Daily living. We would all watch as the initial crew settles down and begins doing their primary job, but also living daily life. Some of that living would be normal things, such as preparing and eating meals and playing with the dog. In the evenings after work, social life could include game night, movie night, and telling stories. Periodic celebrations, such as 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, would all be special events as they are for us on Earth. Some surprising things could be done on certain holidays that maybe would best not be mentioned here, to keep it a surprise. Crew members who grew up in other countries might celebrate and share their holidays with the rest of the crew and the watching people from Earth. For example, a crew member with Indian background could share about how their celebration, Holi, how the tossing things into flames and tossing of colors, would all have to be worked out. Gymnastics and sports. Indoors, there are several sports activities that would be completely transformed because the moon has only 1/6 the gravity of Earth. During the Apollo program, astronauts were able to jump unusually high. So, consider a performance area in the Starhab and/or Instabase with a high rounded ceiling. Prior to being sent to the moon, they would have been trained using tethers on the Earth to do ridiculously amazing feats only possible on the moon. Upon arrival, they would privately practice their routines until they mastered them in the lunar environment. Then, one evening during our weekly TV show from the moon, we get to see a choreographed 4th PhD gymnastics performance, with that crew member performing an unbelievable routine. The crew, taking advantage of the greater possibilities given the reduced gravity, could engage in several entirely new types of sports. Imagine a type of basketball in which all surfaces could be used. Since one can jump 6 times higher than on Earth, 3D sports with platforms throughout the performance area could be used. Honestly, it's sort of difficult to imagine all of what might be possible. Use the QR code to the right to see how even human flight could be enabled in 1/6 gravity. The visual arts, the various types of art could be on display, which would turn the initial permanent crew into a phase that would appeal to people who may not be so scientifically but rather artistically inclined, thereby expanding those people who consider themselves to be space advocates. The visual arts include painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, and textile arts. Among the crew of 8, one or two might have been selected because they have natural artistic ability. Special training by an art teacher could improve those skills prior to launch. Once in the initial permanent base, they could choose a subject and produce a piece of art which could be shared on a TV segment. The machinist, although perhaps not an artist, could nonetheless choose a file that particularly catches his fancy and have the CNC machine produce that object, which he would then share. One of the crew should probably also be a trained photographer, whose photographs would appear on the TV show periodically and be available for download. Literary arts. The literary arts include things like poetry, stand-up, comedy, and drama/acting. One could imagine segments of the weekly TV show in which different members of the crew have such segments. For drama, there could be Complete Show, April 1st, in which some sort of fictitious dramatic situation apparently happens that the crew must deal with. Music. Perhaps the top selection criteria for the initial permanent crew would be musical talent. A director of music for the program could coordinate between several music faculty and students to identify music genres and pieces for different musical segments throughout the entire TV series. It could include musical accompaniment for performances as well. The crew should be very good but not necessarily professional as their instruments, and with excessive practice of the specific songs before launch, they would probably be able to give pretty good performances. Unique pieces could be premiered for the first time from the moon. Much thought would need to go into what instruments should be represented among the crew of 8. One could imagine having two very good vocalists and an excellent pianist and guitarist who could also play the banjo. From the others, maybe crew who play the violins and cello so as to create a string quartet. Other instruments could include percussion, harmonica, saxophone, ukulele, bass guitar, regular pan and wood flutes, clarinet, oboe, trumpet, and unique instruments such as the jew's harp and didgeridoo. Obviously, one would probably have difficulty, having a crew that small, being able to competently play all those instruments. But this is where the director of music, working with crew selection, to ensure as much musical variety of good quality is possible. Special thanks to Brent Fisher, Grammy-winning music producer, for concepts incorporated in this section. Performing arts. Performing arts is where things would get especially interesting due to the 1/6 gravity. Juggling would, of course, be especially easy, such that crew without any special juggling skills could be taught how to juggle by a more talented juggler. Gymnastics would be phenomenal, because airtime would be more like what a high diver has, and so many more things could be done. The performing arts could also include little segments of theater and a fashion show. Other activities would be special, but still something that we can do on Earth, such as four of the crew playing a string quartet. But there are certain activities which would be different on the moon than on Earth. For example, any exploration of the moon, such as exploring the moon's lava tubes, would be unique. Also, imagine the crew going outside on the 4th of July to watch the fireworks set off in the distance with the Earth in the background. That would be pretty cool. Image description: the initial permanent crew on an EVA to celebrate the 4th. Description: image of four astronauts in their suits and helmets sitting on lawn chairs outdoors. They are looking towards the Earth on the horizon, and there are several fireworks having exploded in the sky. Dance. But the most remarkable performing art would be dance. In 1/6 gravity, some amazing performances could be delivered like nothing seen before on Earth. What would the physics allow? Amazing feats with new degrees of freedom would become possible. On Earth, one typically has one hop per beat. But in the moon's gravity environment, even the choreography would change. A hop could be on each measure, and while in the air like a high diver, mid-air moves could be timed with the beat. With high friction, sticky socks, the dancers could be free to utilize not just the floor, but the walls, and even the ceiling as performance areas. Lifting and tossing one's dance partner would be much easier on the moon than on Earth. The acrobatic moves that could be done while being tossed into the air would be nothing like we've ever seen on Earth. The watching populations on Earth would likely be astonished by what they were witnessing. Image description: ground-level view of a lunar base composed of inflatable habitats. There's a cross-section of an observatory-shaped habitat with two people doing acrobatics inside, including one running across the ceiling. Caption: in the moon's 1/6 gravity, dance will become a wholly new phenomenon. Special thanks to the Faulty for dance concepts included in this section. Professor Whitney Herr Buchholz of the University of Arizona, Tucson, School of Dance, for input on lunar dance. Professor Bruce Bailey of the University of Arizona, Tucson, Physics Department, for input on the physics of dance. Get involved. More work needs to be done to understand the physics of performance in the lunar environment. A physics paper on lunar dance comes to mind. We need someone within the professional or academic dance fields to develop an imagined lunar dance routine. Then, someone needs to write a paper systematically identifying what would make up a most remarkable series of musical performances given the limited size of crew, but with musical abilities, having top selection and language mastery being second. The time is coming for when these things will become a present possibility, and we need to be ready to take advantage of those opportunities.